Is Natalie, and I just started in January here as one of the youth workers. It's been a really, really busy 4 months, but I'm absolutely enjoying it. And today we are talking about defending the weak. Some of you may have noticed I have a wee 9 month boy that sometimes walks around with me. He's going to come up on the screen here. So this is Reuben. I was expecting an awe, but thanks. Thank you. So this is Reuben, and obviously as his mother, it is my job to defend him, okay? So as well as Reuben, myself and my husband Chris, we have two dogs, Rye and Lola, who are going to come up on the screen. Now, if anyone is noticing, this is how I walk Rye, Lola, and Reuben, okay? So I've been walking them like this for the first 8 months. And I don't know if anybody knows what I'm about to say. You probably do if you have dogs and a baby. It's quite challenging to walk dogs while pushing a pram. So I had this brilliant idea. You can get these wee hooks that you put on the pram, okay? And you can kind of see it in Lola, the pink lead. Okay, so this hook is attached to the pram, and I've hooked the dog lead onto the pram. I hope you don't know where I'm going. Okay, so we're out. It's worked perfectly for 8 months. And as if you've walked dogs, if you have dogs, as you walk them, sometimes when there's another dog coming, they start to pull to try to get towards the other dog. And most of the time it has been fine. I put the brake on. We wait. We allow the other dog to pass. But a month ago, it changed. Okay? Ryan, Lola were a wee bit agitated. We had a wee bit more energy than normal. And we saw someone coming. We stopped the pram, put the brake on, and I have to hold the pram pretty tightly. And a woman came walking along with her dog, and she kind of stopped and looked at me. And I was like, just go past, it's okay. And she's kind of, oh, okay, okay. And the dogs are kind of trying to get at her wee dog. And then she starts walking past. Rye, the bigger dog, starts pulling, trying to get towards the dog. Everything is fine. We're good. We have enough space. And then Rye's lead stretches out. So you know where you can clasp the leads? The clasp decided to break. Okay. So Rye started to run towards this woman and her dog. And the woman pins herself against the wall. Ah! Now, can I just say, like, my dog didn't do anything. He just went over and was like, wah, having a wee sniff, okay? But the woman panicked. And then I'm going, okay, right, she's not moving. I need to allow her to go. So then, my big mistake, I let go of the pram. And I went over, everyone's face is priceless right now. I went over to get Rye, but then Lola felt like she was missing out on the fun. And Lola ran over. And of course, you all know what happened. The pram flipped over, okay? Thankfully, Reuben was sleeping. He did, however, wake up and start screaming. We got the pram sorted. We got the dog sorted. I left Reuben out. He was fine. Put him back in his pram. He fell straight back asleep. I don't really know why that happened. And as we were walking home, I was like, thank goodness that is over. And then noticed a big bruise appearing on his head. So as a mother, yes, it is my job to defend my son, to protect my son. But sometimes we get it wrong, or we make a wee mistake. So it is safe to say now, I do not walk the dogs on my own with the pram. That is what I've learned from that experience. But yeah, so it was my job to defend him. And in this passage that Megan so well read, Nehemiah 5, over the past few weeks, we've been talking about in Nehemiah how it is about the rebuilding of the walls of Jerusalem. And in Nehemiah 5, actually, we see Nehemiah defend the weak. We hear that the people cried out and they stopped building the wall. Some of them were really struggling with not enough food, not enough money, and the rich seemed to be taking advantage of this rather than helping them. But Nehemiah deals with this by challenging the people, and he acts. He does something practical by giving food. Okay, he gives out of what he has. So he challenges it, and he acts. He does something about it. And we can see throughout the Bible and from this passage that God wants to defend the weak. God wants to defend the weak. The text tells us that God wants to defend his people. He wants to protect his people. But God uses Nehemiah to do that. And God wants to use us to do that as well. We are called to challenge what is wrong and to stand up for what is right. And as I was researching this during the week, I found this, it kind of described this quite well. As Christians, worship is at the center of our life. And worship includes the willing, joyful giving of what we have. I don't know about you, but sometimes it's maybe not so willing and joyful when we give what we have. But actually, if as Christians, worship is at the core of that. And worship is, part of worship is that joyful and willing giving of what we have. And actually being intentional in looking out for people and helping them in any way. Challenging what is wrong and then acting, making a difference. There's a verse in Proverbs 31, verse 8, says, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who need an advocate." And the drama that the guys did this morning portrayed that so well. These were absolutely fantastic, guys. And I loved the lines at the end. What does being a superhero mean? It means to be someone who stands up for those people who can't stand up for themselves. To always run towards situations to help people, even if it means it's maybe not nice for us. And then the other person said, to be brave, strong, and courageous, to defend the poor and help people in need without moaning about it or asking for anything in return, to listen to God when he tells us to do something, being there for other people, going through tough times. Well done on the writing of that, Sterling. Really, really good lines and really explain actually what does it mean for us to be superheroes every day in our ordinary life. There's a song that I have been listening to recently called Reckless Love by Bethel. And a few of the lines are going to come up on the screen. It says, "And oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. It chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me." And as I have been listening to this song and listening to other people talk about this song, there's something in it that has really challenged me. It talks a lot about God's love. And Corey Asbury, who wrote the song, says this about God's love. "It doesn't consider himself first. It isn't selfish or self-giving. He doesn't wonder what he'll gain or lose." It carries on. "His love leaves the 99 to find the one every time." And this, that part of that song has really challenged me to think again about when we look at the parable of the lost sheep in Luke 15, when Jesus talks about leaving those 99 sheep to go and look for the one, to defend the one, to protect the one, to fight for the one, to kick down those walls for the one. And the thing that has challenged me is the 99 who stay in the field, okay? And actually, for myself as a Christian, I'm in a relationship with God and I'm part of that 99. But is there something in that of, as I've been thinking about this and reading about it, do I really want to be the 99 that just stay behind as God goes out and looks for the one, defends the one, saves the one? Or actually, do I want to go out with God and defend the one with God, help the one with God, allow myself to be used by God? And that is just something that has really been challenging me over the past couple of weeks as I've been thinking about defending the weak. We have a role to play. You guys, as superheroes, you have a role to play. We all have a role to play in defending the weak. God calls us to go out of this church building and to defend his kids that don't yet know their Father in heaven. And that is a huge thing for us as Christians to do, that we don't sit in here all week. We don't stay in this church building. As much as we would love to maybe stay, to worship, to have community, to have discipleship, and all those things are so, so important. But actually, we all live in the real world. And we're called to live in the real world, to live in the world out there, and to be part of it, and to actually be God's superheroes, as we talked about this morning, in the real world that really needs superheroes. And actually, the biggest thing is that it doesn't come from us being the superhero, it comes from God, in that sense, being the hero and him using us, that he can use us to just show his love, to show his compassion, to defend the weak, to defend the poor, to protect those people around us. But how do we do this? I was really challenged by Nehemiah that he didn't just give the food to the poor. He stood up and challenged what was happening. He saw something that was wrong and he challenged it. So for us, there's that encouragement and that challenge for us, that when we see something happening in our streets, in our schools, in our workplaces, in our families, in the world, we saw the video of the guys in Cambodia in eggshell. They have went across the world and are defending the weak. They are defending the poor. They are standing up for what is wrong. And they are acting. They are doing something physical, something practical to help. And it is amazing. This church has sent out so many people to different places around the world to do that, to defend the weak in God's name. But we can also do it right here. And there's so many things that this church does that I've learned about in the few months I've been here, but also that we can just do every day. We need to challenge what is wrong and act on it. Last month, Johnny was speaking and he encouraged us to pray. And when we see that video of Cambodia, actually I would encourage you to remember what Johnny taught us last month in our family service about praying instantly. So we've seen that video. Let's pray, okay? After the service, during today, pray for what is going on in Cambodia. Pray for support and strength for the team out there. But also we need to pray and ask God every day to show us people. So when we wake up in the morning, that simple prayer of, God, what do you want me to do today? God, use me today. Use me in my school. Use me in my workplace. Use me today to defend the weak. We can be good stewards of what we have, of what that willing and joyful giving of what we have. Buying extra shopping for the food trolley that we have at the back. Loads of different things. Serving with the programs like CAP and Open House that support people in this church as well. And actually, something that has been challenging me recently is actually just spending time with people. Like, that is so, so key, that we engage with the people around us, our neighbours, our family members, our friends, that we sometimes, maybe we don't get the texts to us saying, hey, how are you? Or when we're in school, someone asking, how was your weekend? But actually, it's about us taking that first step. How are you? How is your weekend being? How is your week going? How are your family? How is this situation? And us being the intentional ones as God's people, as God, as the 99 of going out and actually being intentional and asking. Befriending the people in our schools, our sports clubs, our workplaces that just need a good friend. And we all know those people. I'm sure you guys can even think in school of those people who just need a good friend, who need defended. We all have different skills and talents, so we all do this so differently. And it's really important that we understand that God has called us to do this in different ways. We can all defend the weak in different ways. One way doesn't fit everyone. For some people, it's humor, okay? My husband I find him funny anyway. But that is something that he brings to people, that he cheers people up through his humor. And maybe some of you guys are like that as well. For other people, maybe it's baking, and we just make cupcakes for people and bring them into school to cheer someone's day. Okay, I think David Jardine would like someone to do that in work this week, maybe bring him some cupcakes. But thankfully, we are not defend people on our own strength. God will guide us and give us strength to do this. So as I finish today, I leave you with this challenge. How can God use you this week to defend the weak, to protect the people around you, to stand up for them, and to practically do something for them? Allow God to use you to speak up and act, to make a difference, to be superheroes this week in whatever context, whatever place, your school, your work, your house, wherever you are this week. How can God use you to defend the weak? Let's pray.